Flags flown half-mast as the nation mourns the 15 lives stolen in December's Bondi terror attack.
It is a solemn opportunity for every Australian to stand with the Jewish community and remember the 15 lives stolen in this deadly attack.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese shared a message of grief and hope as commemorations commenced throughout the country on what the government officially declared a National Day of Mourning. It's the first such occasion since the death of Queen Elizabeth II in 2022. The theme for the day was chosen by the Chabad community in Bondi, Light Will Win, a gathering of unity and remembrance. The Sydney Opera House is also holding an official national memorial service at 7 p.m. tonight. Buildings and landmarks across the country will be lit up this evening, including the MCG in Melbourne, Story Bridge in Brisbane, Adelaide Town Hall and Optus Stadium in Perth. There will also be a national commemorative installation entitled 15 Pillars of Light, which will be lit up from sundown in various locations around the country, including at Sydney's Bondi Pavilion near the scene of the attack. The Prime Minister is calling upon all Australians to participate in a nationwide minute of silence at 7:01 p.m. tonight, AEDT, and is inviting people to show an act of remembrance by placing a candle on the windowsill of their homes and businesses.
This will be an opportunity to just take that minute to really think about what's happened and to pay respects. And I invite all Australians to participate in observing that minute of silence.
Australians are also being asked to perform a mitzvah, an act of kindness. The Prime Minister says this could include volunteering at charities, donating money, or engaging in a local community-based organisation. Rabbi Mendel Castell, the CEO of leading Sydney Jewish charity, Jewish House, spoke at a commemorative service in Sydney and honoured his late brother-in-law, Rabbi Eli Schlanger, who was killed in the terror attack. He commended the community response of solidarity and support and called upon all Australians to find hope in this dark time.
If we go and we light the candles, we light the world, we light Australia, we bring back the values that we hold so tight. And like Hanukkah, that one light is not enough. Once we've lit one, we're going to light another one and another one continue to grow. So let's hope together we can light up this country and bring back the sense of mateship, sense of friendship and care that we love so much about this country.
Waverley Council, which covers the Eastern Beaches suburbs of Sydney, including Bondi, has promised to focus on light over darkness in the spirit of the Jewish community that gathered on the 14th of December to celebrate Hanukkah. Waverley Mayor Will Nemish says the community will stay strong.
Bondi is a resilient and tight-knit community where locals support each other through the good times and the bad. More than ever, we have seen that spirit in the wake of this tragedy. Acts of terror are designed to fracture communities and spread fear, division and mistrust. In response, our community has stood firmly together with compassion, dignity and resolve.
Opposition leader Susan Lee released a statement today saying today's focus must be on Jewish Australians, saying she has grieved with the Bondi Chabad community and stood with them in their synagogues, homes and at funerals. Ms. Lee added that she will be attending the Opera House Memorial Service this evening. It comes amid political turmoil for the coalition as they split for the second time since the election. All eight Nationals frontbenchers quit their role over a disagreement on hate laws, causing Nationals leader David Littleproud to say nobody in his party is willing to serve a shadow ministry led by Susan Lee. Questioned over the timing of this split coinciding with the National Day of Mourning, National Senator Bridget McKenzie was quick to defend her party's support for the Jewish community.
Well, I would be preferring to be participating in a National Day of Mourning, having driven from Wodonga down to the Caulfield Shul following what happened in Bondi, having gone to Rabbi Schlanger's funeral. I'm not going to take lectures from the Labor Party or the left on who we stand with on this day, because we do stand with our Jewish community. We've been standing with them for 2.5 years.
New South Wales Planning Minister Paul Scully is also encouraging all Australians to take part in what he describes as an important day of healing for the Jewish community.
This is an important part of the healing of a community that's really is still in grief, that's still grappling with the ramifications of the events of December 14. And I'd ask and encourage all Australians to be part of that the National Day of Mourning.
The Prime Minister sharing a final message of hope on a sombre day for Australia.
What we need is more kindness in the world, less conflict in the world, not just here, but right around the globe. We live in very difficult times. That is the truth. And in a time of turbulence, I really want this nation to be a light for the world.
Katrina Stirrett, SBS News.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. You scream, we all scream.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream.
Crunchy waffle cones filled with Buller's creamy real ice cream, gooey sauces and generous toppings. The all-new Buller Creamy Classic Sundae range is definitely worth screaming about.
Ice cream!
Buller, some things are just unfakeable.
We all scream for ice cream.